The top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
This is the top five at five on the Rokan Show.
That's what we meant to do.
Is it sticking?
It's something happened
over there.
You know what it is? It's a. These are touch screens now.
Oh yeah, right.
So it's like a big screen, and I just touch it, and I think somebody.
It's got some greasy hands.
Yeah, I think there's some vanilla frosting on this thing.
Oh, like, morning show. Thing. You know those guys on the Cochran show.
I know.
They eat and they eat and they put stuff all over the place.
One of the immutable laws of afternoon radio is always blame the morning show.
Number five.
That's true.
President Obama was briefed by his national security team at the Pentagon today about their U.S. campaign against the ISIS, or ISIL, as he still calls it that.
Mm-hmm.
The world calls it ISIS or IS, and he's ISIL. And I know there was someone who said to him, you know, you're the president of the United States. You can call it whatever you want. They'll have to call it what you want to call it. And nobody seems to be. This just tells you about how the America's like, okay, well, just let it. How much time has he got left?
Everybody's he's probably thinking that too.
Oh, for sure.
Where's Hawaii again?
Right.
How do I get there?
That's what, and you know, that's what Michelle is thinking too. Like, oh, how much time do we have left? When do we get to go? Can we go early?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to reporters following the meeting, the president gave a rundown of U.S. successes in containing ISIS, or as he calls them, ISIL.
Well, yeah. ISIL's technically correct, too.
Taking out key leaders. But the president also said the fight is far from over.
We're going after ISIL from their stronghold right in downtown Raqqa to Libya, where we took out Abu Nabil, the ISIL leader there. The point is, ISIL leaders cannot hide, and our next message to them is simple: you are next.
Okay. Now, you know, Trump is saying this is all because of him, that they're doing this. He was the one that said that they had to get tough and bomb the oil fields, which the president also acknowledges going on. So there are, there's a lot of different things at play here. But the fact of the matter is that the United States, and this does go to, and we were wondering what is Donald Trump's surge about here, where he's nationally at 41%, at least in one poll. It does have to do with this. I mean, there's no question that this is a big motivator for Republican voters, for conservatives, for people who, I don't want to say conservatives, because I know the conservatives are not particularly fond of Donald Trump, but of Republican voters are like, hey, what are you doing about this? And we want to keep it on the front burner as a topic of conversation. And so the president, it does seem, is reacting to that, because there's a lot of pieces in this that are scary.
There are, and I mean, who could say that it hasn't been top of mind at least a day or two over the last couple of weeks? You think about it now, and so of course it's going to be a major issue when it comes to who you would like to pick as president.
They're saying
in the latest poll, the New York Times CBS poll that just came out, that it is nearly 1 in 5, 19% believe it is the top priority right now, dealing with terrorism, eclipsing the economy.
I would imagine that's true.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, the economy, it doesn't have people talking about it right now.
Not really, other than these weird, kind of the way the market's been moving a little bit more volatile than normal. But, right. I mean, terrorism is a very big issue affecting all of us, our families, and people are going to vote.
Checking in at
number four.
Oh, I don't want to read this.
What is it? Is it?
The Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
Bears.
We talked about them already.
They followed a sad but all too familiar script on Sunday, stumbling out of the gate, staging a mini rally, failing to execute, the game on the line. 24-21 loss to the Redskins, a team that entered Sunday's contest 1-18 on the road. 1-18 on the road.
Is that possible?
Guess what? They're 2-18 on the road now. Here's Jay Cutler, the guy I can't be mad at in all of this.
You can't?
Can't be mad at Jay Cutler.
I feel like we've had so many of these. I mean, the games we win, we figure out a way, and the games we don't, we don't figure out a way. So it's a tough feeling. Haven't been very good at home. Lost some tight games, 3 points or less, overtime. And these are tough games to swallow at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Tough games to swallow. Yeah. That's true for fans as well.
Here's Coach Fox.
We shot ourselves in the foot, whether it was a play on defense, whether it was an execution, whatever, on offense, whether it was pass blocking or, you know, catching a ball, you know, missing a guy.
Field goal.
We're just, we don't have a large room or margin for error. Oh, and it's kind of been the same song for too many weeks.
What about the field goal?
Robbie Gold.
Well, and how many times did that Bears offense start? Like, every time you looked up on second down, it was second and 20-something.
Yeah, I know.
It was second and 27, yeah. Second and 29, second and 21. Yeah. I mean, my God.
I know.
Yeah, then why do you say you can't blame Cutler if the offense was...
Because I don't blame
false
Cutler.
Starts, think... False starts on the offensive line and holding calls.
Right, but they're supposed to know the count.
Day.
It's not Cutler's fault when they have a false start.
No, of course not. No, I'm saying this is the offensive line had a really bad day.
Oh.
False start! I can't stand that even anymore.
Hey, also, you know, for a defense that is, you know, sort of lauded, they've let more first possession drives go all the way down the field this season than I've ever seen.
They don't have linebackers. They just don't.
Hot knife through butter is what they should call them.
And when Kirk Cousins is your hot knife, you've got a problem.
Right. It's like, as opposed to the defense is coming on the field now for the Chicago Bears, you say the butter is coming on the field for the Chicago Bears.
It's kind of looked that way.
And then they adjust. I mean, that's the one thing about the coordinator, but Fangio, that's kind of impressive, is that he adjusts very, very nicely. But not on the first drive. They're like, hey, all right, what we're going to do is they're going to just take the ball. Just let him run through. Let's see. It's almost like they're testing. Oh, let's see how it's a run. Let's see how far he can get before we can stop him. It's like, what are you doing?
Those first two drives were 80 yards and 93 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, my
longest
gosh.
Drive. The 93-yard drive was like the longest drive in like a decade for the team from scrimmage. All right.
But what did OB say? We're not going to see a lot of these Bears returning next year.
They have 9 draft picks and $60 million-ish under the cap. That's a lot.
Sounds promising.
A lot of room to make moves.
Can we get Cam Newton? Can we just get the entire...
You cannot.
Can we get the entire Carolina Panthers?
No.
We can't get them.
You are not allowed to have Cam Newton. I apologize.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Tom Brady? Could we get Tom Brady?
No, I don't want Tom Brady.
Why not?
Sarah D. Jindra.
Wouldn't it be great to have Tom Brady?
Bring him.
Oh, what is wrong with you women?
Smart
oh
woman.
My God!
The Sarah DeGendro is smart.
Oh, I said.
I have to say though, Zach Miller isn't bad.
Okay, I'm gonna agree.
Zach Miller is kind
from?
Of a stud. Mm-hmm. He came from the University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Oh, there's
of
like,
all
wow.
places.
Yeah.
That is now that you don't get a lot of guys from Neb Omaha. There were quarterbacks who were big players in the NFL, and he's one of them. So,
not
there
bad
you go.
To look at.
All right. Well, good to know. Okay, I'm sitting right here.
Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling weeknights on WGN TV News at 10.
Also repeat after me. Tom at 10. Tom at 10. Tom at 10.
Tom at 10.
Tom at 10. Tom at 10.
Tom at 10.
Tom at 10.
We'll have to do that to him, see if it annoys him when he comes on later.
Yeah, well, it's annoying me already, so I don't think we'll actually get through all of that. Here we go.
Number 3.
As the top 5-5 continues. Oh, how about this? This is a Channel 9 interview. This is amazing.
I love this
It's a WGN-TV interview with a shirtless jogger along the lakefront. Reporter Tamon Bradley caught up with a guy named Ethan Renault Sunday night as he was running shirtless along the lake in the warm and rainy weather. Mm-hmm. This video now has been seen 1 million times on the internet.
It's incredible. It was just Sunday night, right?
I'm here with Ethan, who we found out here running. Dude, where is your shirt, man?
It's a great day for a run, so too wet to wear a shirt, you know?
Too wet to wear a shirt. And you're also, like, in shorts. Like, it's like it's mid-December. How's that possible?
I know. It's awesome. I love running in the rain, and I'm also single, so.
Okay. All right. Well, we're asking the ladies of Chicago to give WGN a call.
I wonder if he's still single after a million people have viewed that. Apparently, he's got some other TV appearances coming up. He's tweeting about those. He's a phenom.
He has become, a phenom. But wait, there's more.
Do you have a sign? What do you want to tell the ladies?
I don't even know. I'm a Christian. I don't really pay that much attention to that stuff. I really love the Lord and Jesus and everything he's done for me. So I don't know.
All right. All right. Well, that would make him attractive to a number of women, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
a devout guy, yeah.
How'd you figure out this thing took off?
I had no idea. I came back from that run figuring a couple people would get a little giggle out of it or something.
Yeah.
And I come back and I already had 24,000 views by the time I got home from my run. I mean, it's really been crazy.
Yeah.
I have about 900 friend requests right now.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to sort through.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like 3,000 something comments. Yeah. Last time I checked.
Nice.
And for the record, I'm straight.
He's like, apparently some of the requests are not exactly as welcome as others.
Did you, what, are you telling me he's a virgin too? Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Says
yeah.
he's a virgin?
He
too?
Said he's a virgin and
waiting
for marriage.
Sanctify?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This might work out for him, you know? You might find his perfect person, his lady.
Yeah.
Go live happily ever after.
Are we sure that wasn't Tim Tebow?
Yeah. It did kind of look
you
like
basically
him a little
just
bit,
kind of described Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
And he sort of looks like him, too.
I haven't seen it. Does he look like him?
A little bit.
Right.
I mean, a little bit.
Maybe it was Tim
can
Tebow.
He,
built?
Can he not throw a football?
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Took a cheap shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And let's see here.
Number two.
Will Will Smith one day run for president? He's already an actor and a rapper and a producer and a director and a writer and sperm donor for great talent.
Mm-hmm. And Americans want an outsider, as we've learned from recent polls.
He says he's got more to offer.
There's so much more that I feel that I have to offer that I can't access in myself.
Still now?
Still now, absolutely.
Any idea how that's going to come out?
If people keep saying all the crazy kind of stuff they've been saying on the news lately about walls and Muslims, they're going to force me into the political arena.
What are you going to run for?
I mean, I got to be the president, you know. Come on,
man.
Really? Come on,
question.
Keep it real. How are you going to ask me that? You know, what else would I run for?
Did he ever play one? I can't remember of any movie where he played one, but there's no way I was put here just to be a movie star, was his quote. So he's moving into other things.
Yeah. Well, Trump's making it look easy.
He is.
I mean,
that's
part of the problem.
You just go on TV and be popular and you say fantastic things.
Yeah, you just make outlandish claims, like that you invented the question mark. And the next thing you know,
people say, yep.
Yep.
He invented it.
Yeah. All right. And finally,
number one.
Will Ferrell surprised Saturday Night Live viewers when he reprised his role as George W. Bush during the cold open on Saturday.
I've made a big decision. I'm entering the race for president of the United States of America. The field of Republicans out there is so messed up, I figured it makes you miss me, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was so funny. You're talking about Ben Carson, how he's sort of asleep or you can't hear him all the time. And,
yes.
Oh, he went after everybody.
And he said this about Trump.
I tell you something, whenever I get in a bad mood, I just picture his big, fat, orange Oompa Loompa face and I just my pants. And now he says he wants to keep all the Muslims out. Yeah, great idea. That's impossible to implement and not what this country is about. Heck, that's like saying let's keep all the leprechauns out. We tried tiny leprechaun internment camps in the late 1920s. And as you all know, it totally backfired. Leprechaun relations have never recovered since. That's why they are so hard to find.
You don't see many leprechauns anymore.
And about his own brother.
He doesn't stand a chance in this field. And he's an insider who knows how to govern. The Republican voters don't want that. They want someone who is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But running a government is kind of like driving a school bus. You don't want a crazy person driving that bus. You want a simple, underachieving, not very educated, but reliable guy behind that wheel. Someone with a steady hand who will be on time and get into one or two, but no more than four accidents a year.
There you go, the explanation that you've been waiting for.
Dude, he also said, what is it? Did he say it was an ironic twist? It was great language around the fact, what if it turned out I was a smart one?
Out of the brothers?
Yeah. It would be a spoiler. All right. It is interesting. It is interesting. You know what? It made me really miss him, by the way.
George
Not
Bush.
Will Ferrell, W.
Yeah.
I actually missed W when I was watching that on Saturday night. All right, let's close this up.
The top five at five.